demons, omens, codes, monks. Da Vinci.
Professor Langdon, you're in grave danger.
With that kind of intrigue, action, and star power, it's no wonder that Sony Pictures' The Da Vinci Code, based on Dan Brown's best-selling novel, is expected to be the first summer blockbuster. Yet the film, directed by Ron Howard and starring Tom Hanks, is raising the ire of many in the Catholic Church. Cardinal Francis Arinze says the book is an error from the word go, and is calling on Christians to try and counteract its negative influence. The book and the film present a non-divine Jesus, married to Mary Magdalene, and having at least one child. But how seriously should we take its claims?
The basis for his assertions are a group of esoteric, pseudo-history, schlock kind of books that were published mostly in the 70s and 80s, Holy Blood, Holy Grail.
Amy Wellborn is the author of Decoding Da Vinci from our Sunday Visitor Press.
And in fact, the authors of Holy Blood, Holy Grail have sued Dan Brown for plagiarism. So yeah, he didn't invent this. He just sort of picked out these threads and these strains that were coursing through the popular mind, and he framed them in a framework of a novel.
The book doesn't just rely on pseudo-history to present its views. Its arch-villain is an albino monk who's a member of a very real Catholic organization, Opus Dei. The group asked Sony Pictures to provide a disclaimer to the film, but the company refused.
It would be nice if they would show us the same regard, the same sensitivity that they would show any other ethnic or religious group.
U.S. spokeswoman for Opus Dei, Terry Caron, says the representation of Opus Dei isn't even close to reality.
The errors are glaring. We don't have any monks in Opus Dei. We're a lay organization. We don't have bloody mortification like they show with the monk. That's a gross distortion of what goes on. What Opus Dei really does is to help people, ordinary people, love God and serve God in their ordinary life. It's part of the Catholic Church, and it helps people bring the love of God to their friends and other people.
For most Catholics, the main problem with the Da Vinci Code is its portrait of Jesus. The stories behind the Da Vinci Code are said to try to make him more human by giving him a wife and child. But Amy Wellborn says the most human Jesus is found in the Gospels. But many people find him too challenging.
The reason that people always run from that real Jesus is because that real Jesus says things like, love your enemies. That real Jesus says things like, you know, sell what you have and give the money to the poor. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. And believe me, the Jesus of the Gnostic writings and of Dan Brown goes down a lot easier than that Jesus, that real Jesus. He's a lot less challenging.
So what is the best response to the Da Vinci Code?
You know, the thing that we have to be careful of is balancing our view of the Da Vinci Code and not to take the thing too seriously, you know, to really communicate to people that this is a silly book. But if it, you know, piques your interest in early Christianity, that's great. Let's talk about that.
The Da Vinci Code premieres this week at the Cannes Film Festival. I'm Charles Collins.